Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of living an unhealthy lifestyle? If you can't love it, eat it, wear it, sleep with it, can't make peace with it, gain strength from it, from find joy in it, darlings, the time has come to let it go. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Today's show, Are You Stressed Out? It is live from 11:30 to 12 Central Time. And then at that point, it will be archived, and you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on October 12, 2017. Are you stressed out? While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome the new. Let's choose to make now the best of the rest of our lives. This moment is all that we have. It's our choice. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I want to take a walk down memory lane, 1996. I was invited to be a guest speaker on a very popular Chicago TV show topic, Are You Afraid of Aging? Well, I'm not allowed to divulge the show I need permission, but alas, that takes much too long, so here goes, because I was invited to use the microphone for 20 minutes. I wasn't invited, I asked. But I came up with two new renditions. You see, I have this thing about being glamorous no matter your age. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Never, never, darlings, waste an entrance or an exit. I speak on international cruise ships. I've seen the world. I'm taking a little break in intermission, but I remember the captain's party, where the guys got dressed up in tuxedos and we gals wore our gowns, whatever. I want you to know, I observed, I would step back because I'm a speaker, and I wanted to see the reaction. And the captain's reaction when he saw all of his passengers dressed so elegantly. The men stood right up there. And it was like, hey, here I am. Take a look at me. And the women were rather reluctant. And they were holding on to the arm. But they weren't as bold. So never, never waste an entrance or an exit. Rendition number two, never, never apologize for what you are wearing. Hey, you guys, I want you to stay handsome. And all of you gals, if you really want to see some exquisite women, log on pageants and you will see them over 60. Let's take a hint from Mother Nature. ears weren't meant to shut, the mouth was. Character is like a foundation to a house. It's below the surface. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Hey, be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. Yes, on yesterday's show, I asked this question, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you a joy to live with? Are you stressed out? Look in the mirror and ask yourself, would I marry me? What do you think? Do you love yourself? Or do you live your life according to the gospel of other people? I think you all know that I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, and confidence and experience. What about you? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, the best, how is your life going? Whose life are you living? Are you unable to say no? Do you have difficulty expressing your anger? Do you treat other people the way you want to be treated? And by the way, darlings, write this down. We teach people how to treat us. And what you think of me is none of my business. Stressed out? Do you constantly need to prove yourself or to do it all? Do you often feel tired and burned out? If so, you're probably experiencing the symptoms of stress. Unattended stress will lead to burnout and health issues. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic is, are you stressed out? To hear the show, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And save it in the archives. And refer to it over and over and over again. Now, before I get into the guts of this show, and to educate you, inform you, and entertain you on the common stressors in life. But it's how you react to it. You're the creator of your life. Where your mind goes, your mind goes. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Do you want to change your life? In its simplicity, it's difficult. Take baby steps. You're not even aware, you're not even conscious of the habitual toxic negative thoughts you entertain all day long. Well, now that I have your undivided attention, this month is a celebration. October, the month of birthdays. Hey, Columbus, happy birthday. And Gloria, happy birthday. My birthday is the 15th. And I have to remember that Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Well, here's the reality. If you're not enjoying your life in your age, you're pushing up daisies. On the 18th, Bill, our son. On the 25th, Cindy, our daughter. But you see, what we do, and I started this from year one, we celebrate the entire month. And today, the gift that I got from Rayanne, oh my gosh, It is breathtaking, breathtaking. So are you enjoying your life? I'm asking you again, are you tired of living an unhealthy lifestyle? Do you want to share your passion by giving it a voice on Blog Talk Radio? I'm inviting you to consider being the star of your very own live half-hour radio show. It's a marketing tool. It's exploding. You email Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.com, and Meechmo Devani will talk about it to see if your topic and your message resonates with the world. We pick a day and a time, and no loose cannons. I choreograph your show. It's a marketing tool. Instead of taking out ads in magazines, in newspapers, whatever, you're going to have your own half-hour show. You're the pitch man. It's your show. You're going to convince them that what you're contributing to the world is going to make, it may make a difference in their lives. Internet radio is a very powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. And then after your live show is over, get over with, your show is archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, Chuvaisa, in minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes it will circle the world. I become your outside advocate, and I work with you. We go through rehearsals. And yes, I am going to address your voice. Sidebar, I love pageants. And I was attending a beauty pageant for women over 50 or 60. And this one absolutely darling lady, she had it all. Until she got to the microphone. Hello, my name is Susie. You see, first impressions are lasting, but your voice will absolutely tarnish, destroy that image. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Now close your eyes and hear my voice. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations! You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I ask you, how long would you stay online? How long would you listen to me and my voice? There is a one-time modest fee. It could be a half-hour show. It could be an hour show. It could be three, whatever you want. I look forward to working with you and spreading your message. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Log on to hear the archive show, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 12th, and the show is, are you stressed out? Hey, darlings, listen to me. Come on. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are you doing about your life. This is the only one that you have. Roger Whitaker said, you have one ma, you have one pa. You have one life, no matter who you are. And you're the creator. You're the Brezhnikov. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Live with Kathy. You Need to Know is partially sponsored. And if you're interested in sponsoring the show, being part of the consortium, you could elect a 30-second commercial, a 60, and I help you design it. It's in my voice. And there's a 13-week commitment. But it's all about you. So you could have your own half-hour show, hour show. You could have commercials. And I'm your outside advocate. But now, I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood of Ironworkers and Impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. They're the domperion of the trade. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify, so log on ironworkers.org. And there is the CD out, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I recognize the strength and the creativity of the ironworker. And then I segue down and pay homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the graceful movements of the swan. And, of course, you could get that by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Did you know that women build nations? October 13th through 15th, sponsored by North America's Building Trade Unions and Chicago Women in Trades. They're going to come together, the Hyatt Regency, McCormick Place, Chicago. Oh, I would love to be there to meet Vicki and Eric, the Z president of Ironworkers. Women of the world. Women that build nations. There's that moment that you're able to stand on a structure, look across the skyline and note which towers, skyscrapers, and bridges you've touched the bones of and helped to rise from the ground. Why wouldn't a woman want to be an iron worker? I find it exciting. And they have a marvelous calendar. Man, you should see them. Not only are they athletic and energetic, hey, they're quite pretty. So, log on, Women Build Nations, October 13th through the 15th. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. TeamLoveHomeCare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. The Beau Vivant creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs to fulfill your wishes. Wire arts, leather works, they're all original. Oh, you should see the elephants. And he takes wire, tie wire, in his hand, and he starts to mold it. More information, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Now log on, assemblyangels.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure that you click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, Roger is an incredible vocalist. Our bags are packed. And then be sure to click on the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. They're my all-natural methods and techniques. Decades in research and development. They're easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And I share with you how to de-stress your body, you. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. It's only available by getting in touch with me via email, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio@sbcglobal.net. It's an e-book and a soft copy. I want you to write this down, another author extraordinaire. Are you stressed out? It's you. You're creating your life. You're creating your stress. You cannot blame it on anyone. It's your choices. Our greatest freedom. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Do you want to be the CEO of your own company? I had mine at the age of 25. And you could have your own home-based company without investing huge capital, but you have to have the formula. You have to have the blueprint, and I have it. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Imagine the CEO of your own company. And get your children involved and teach them the power of money. You're listening to Life with Kathy. Are you stressed out? You know, we all have different sources of stress. How do you handle your stress? I told you, go and stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself and ask yourself the two questions. Do you love yourself? And would you marry you? A stressor is different from everyone. And is it worth it? Now, if you've had a disappointment, even a tragedy, you're there to learn from it. You know, Johnny Carson said, it's okay to go down into the valley but for a little while, but don't pitch a tent. Do not pitch a tent. Our common stressors are traffic, rude people, bills, family, friends, too many activities, too few? Is it your job? Is it your health issues? Is it your relationship? The list goes on and on, and it's all relative. Remember, our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices come back to embrace you, to bite you in the butt. You're the only one that's responsible for your life right now. What one person considers stressful, another might not. What stresses you out is how you react to it. And is it worth it? Is it worth it? What are your stressors? Is it psychological? Depression? Boredom? It may be situational, fault-finding, or physical. Headaches, heart issues. The success and the quality of your life is determined by your choices. So here are some of the signs of stress. There are three areas. Psychological. We talked about it earlier. Depression, boredom. If you're bored, well, do something about it. Urge to cry, worry, helpless feelings, urge to run. Talk it out. Write it down. Situational, fault-finding, blaming. Are you a perfectionist? Aggressive? Smoking? Obesity is calling. Obesity-related illnesses is costing us $90 billion a year. Reclusive behavior? Or do you have a nasty, argumentative attitude? Physical, headache, muscle tension, high blood pressure, heart pounding, stomach aches, sweating, dizziness. So you have to observe yourself and shift how you define your thoughts about it to respond in a non-stressful way. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Psychological stress. Oh, why can't you just enjoy your life? Your self-talk. Manage how you talk to yourself. Really be aware, be in the moment, and write it down, and you'll find that you're into toxic negative thinking. Oh, don't take yourself so seriously. Life is not meant to be hard and miserable. Our lives were meant to be filled with joy and abundance. According to Scripture, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So choose life. It's all about you. Bring out your creativity. What hobbies or activities did you once enjoy that you no longer are involved in? Did you play a musical instrument? Play it again. Oh, there are so many ways that you could do something that you find fun and exciting. Take baby steps. Do only one thing at a time. Start with the biggest, hardest tasks on your to-do list. And then segue, follow down to the smaller, easiest ones. Group errands or tasks together. Plan your driving route for the day. Instead of driving all over town with no real plan, group your errands together to help save time. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Oh, but you're the perfectionist. You simply can't. You know that you're the only one that could get it done and get it done right, but you don't have to do it all. Delegate easier tasks to family members, coworkers, neighbors, or friends. You may be surprised at how willing others are to help you. Do yourself a favor and ask. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.
Hi.